Thank you very much for the introduction, and thank you all for being here so early. Today I'll be presenting 2 years of data from one project that's part of my master's degree. This shaded turf management trial is just one part of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Turfgrass Program's long-term goal of developing some science-based, sustainable, and responsible turfgrass management systems. Shaded turf areas are problematic for many U.S. golf courses, often requiring intensive inputs to maintain acceptable quality. Due to societal and economic demands, we are looking for methods to reduce turf grass management inputs. Velvet is a possible grass to use in place of creeping bent grass, and we are looking into its use in the Midwest because it's used in other areas of the country. Normally the Northeast Coast and the Pacific Northwest. But we're looking at it because it does have some disease tolerance, traffic tolerance, and has been shown to use less water than creeping bent grass in some situations. And it's anecdotally is the most shade-tolerant bent grass, so we want to quantify that. The main objective of this trial was to compare the tolerance of velvet and creeping bent grasses to 80% shade, with both species subjected to 3 nitrogen fertility levels and the presence, absence of a growth regulator, Trinexpec ethyl, referred to as TE. Our hypotheses were that velvet will maintain higher quality than creeping bent grass under 80% shade, that velvet bent grass will benefit from a lower nitrogen rate, and that both species will react similarly to application of TE. This trial was conducted on raised neutral silt loam putting greens that I constructed in early 2008 at our research facility, the O.J. Noer, near Madison, Wisconsin. Shade structures were erected from May 10th to October 25th, 2009, and from May 13th to October 18th, 2010. These dates corresponded to our local tree leaf development and abscission. Treatments were arranged in a strip split plot randomized block with four replications. Our main plots were Vesper velvet bent grass and Tyee creeping bent grass, both chosen because they fared very well in Midwestern NTEP trials, and they're both readily available. Strip plots are annual nitrogen rates of 49, 98, and 196 kilograms per hectare using liquid urea spaced 14 days apart. Our split plots were the application of TE. We used Primo Max, and the rates were 0 and 0.05 kilograms active ingredient per hectare per application date. We had 7 application dates per year, and each were spaced 28 days apart. This trial was irrigated at 40% ET, 3 times per week, and mown at 3.3 millimeters height of cut 6 times per week. For data collection, we assessed quality on a visual 1-9 scale 17 times per year, using 9 as the ideal turf, 5 as our lowest acceptable value, and 1 being dead or no turf. Ball roll distance, clipping yields, relative chlorophyll index were also collected, although today we're only going to discuss our turf grass quality ratings. And climate conditions such as PAR and relative humidity and temperature were assessed inside and outside the shade structure for comparison. This is a rather compact slide, but it shows our shaded and non-shaded PAR for 2009 and 2010. Very quickly, it's just to show that our shade cloth did do what it was supposed to, and the red line is the numerical 80% value of our outside PAR. The blue line is our shaded PAR, so you can see that they are fairly similar throughout the year, varying only by 5 to 10% from 80%. For turf grass quality, our main factors of nitrogen rate, TE treatment, and bent grass species were all significant for both years, but were superseded by their interaction with rating date in both years. For all of my figures, we have our assessment dates on the x-axis, our assessment factor on the y-axis, and year and LSD values are below the assessment dates. Black arrows are going to represent a nitrogen application, and the purple arrows represent a nitrogen application and a TE application. And if an asterisk above a rating date signifies significant differences within that rating date. So this is 2009, the interaction of nitrogen rate by date, and turf grass quality began as acceptable for all three nitrogen rates, with 98 and 196 kilograms per hectare having significantly higher quality than 49 kilograms per hectare. This was only prior to June 12th, though. After June 26th, 196 kilograms per hectare dropped to below acceptable quality, with 49 and 98 maintaining acceptable quality through September 11th for 49 kilograms per hectare, and through September 26th for 98 kilograms per hectare. In 2010, we saw our trend from late 2009 continue. 196 kilograms per hectare had significantly lower quality than the other rates for all dates except on one date of September 13th, when 98 and 196 kilograms per hectare were of similar quality. 49 kilograms per hectare had higher quality than 98 on 11 of the 17 rating dates. And once reached, acceptable quality was maintained longest in 2010 by the low nitrogen rate of 49 kilograms per hectare. In 2009, the TE treatment by date interaction yielded 13 of 17 rating dates with significant differences. The application of TE initially caused a slight decrease in quality of the turf, which was measured on May 29th. Although after June 12th, Trenex Spec Ethyl application maintained significantly higher quality than non-TE treated turf, even maintaining acceptable quality through September 11th, non-TE treated turf maintained acceptable quality only through June 18th. In 2010, our differences between TE treatments were observed on seven of 17 rating dates. Although there was less significant dates, all seven of those significant dates saw that Trenex Spec Ethyl application yielded higher quality turf than non-TE treated turf. And the overall trend was the decline in quality of both TE treated and TE non-treated turf. In 2010, we had a main factor interaction of nitrogen rate and TE treatment. While none of these ratings were above our minimal acceptable value of 5, application of TE coupled with the 49 and 98 kilograms per hectare rates yielded significantly higher quality than either TE treatment with the 196 kilograms per hectare rate. For bentgrass species, in 2009, velvet bentgrass began the year with significantly higher quality than creeping bentgrass, except on May 23rd when the two species were similar. Of all the significantly different dates after July 3rd, creeping bentgrass had a higher quality than velvet, with velvet bentgrass beginning to be unacceptable at August 21st, and creeping bentgrass being unacceptable beginning September 11th. Both species ended the year with similarly low quality. 2010, the differences in quality between the species occurred on 14 of 17 rating dates. Through July 13th, creeping bentgrass had a higher quality rating than velvet, with creeping bentgrass being the only species to achieve an acceptable quality rating on two dates. After July 13th, creeping bentgrass quality declined, and velvet bentgrass quality was equal to or higher than the quality of creeping bentgrass. And that continued through the remainder of the year after July 13th. So our conclusions on shaded turf management from this trial regarding nitrogen rate were not too surprising. We found that the 196 kilograms per hectare rate declined in quality the quickest and the furthest over the 2 years. We found that 49 and 98 kilograms per hectare were most often similar in quality, and that the low rate of 49 kilograms per hectare was the rate that maintained quality for the longest period throughout the trial. Our conclusions from maternoxetine spike ethyl treatments were also not too surprising. The application of TE resulted in significantly higher quality than non-TE treated turf. TE application held acceptable quality for the longest period, and it also increased turf quality when coupled with the 49 and the 98 kilograms per hectare rates. For bentgrass species, our conclusions did not always match our hypotheses. We found that velvet bentgrass quality was not always higher than creeping bentgrass quality, kind of going against our hypothesis that we would achieve better quality with velvet under the shaded turf, under the shade structure. We found that lower nitrogen rates benefited both species equally. We thought that velvet would perform a bit better in the shade. That didn't turn out to be the fact all the time. TE application did affect both species similarly, and that agrees with our hypothesis. Future research could investigate other TE rates and application intervals and possibly develop a shaded turf growing degree day model for velvet bentgrass. And another big future research opportunity is to investigate other shade percentages. Say this because we used 80% shade. Other trials have used 60 and they saw no difference. But depending on the outside weather with an 80% shade cloth, you would get anywhere between 70 and 90% shade. And that might be a bit high. So somewhere between 60 and 80 might be another place to look and might be more practical for a golf course situation. With that, I'd like to acknowledge my graduate committee members, Drs. Jed Calhoun, Jim Kearns, Doug Soldat, and John Steyer. I'd like to acknowledge the Torrey Company, Seed Research of Oregon, and Syngenta for donation of supplies and equipment, and our undergraduate workers, Matt Carls, John O'Brien, and Alex Wenthe for their long hours. Thank you for your time, and I'd like to entertain any questions. Yes. Dr. Jordan, the question was asking about how we came about the quality ratings or what determined the overall quality. It wasn't so much the color, it was the density, the turf density. TE application did increase or did darken the color of both species, but overall quality was due, or the overall decline in quality was due to turf grass uniformity and just overall minimal cover, especially with the higher nitrogen rates. Yes?
And how did you establish your 40% ET as the standard for irrigation?
There's been some other, or I'm sorry, the question was how we established to use 40% ET as our irrigation percentage. There's been some other work on velvet bentgrass in a fairway situation recommending about 60% ET to maintain quality. I initially started with that, and with the dense shade, we weren't getting enough evaporation, and the turf was too wet, and the soil was saturated. So after a couple weeks at 60%, we had to back down to 40. And that with 40%, that was easily maintained enough moisture, even in the warm summer months. Thank you.